Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is Q&Gay 14.
No, it's not 14 because remember we didn't start it right at the beginning.
I think we did.
We did?
That was, well, you asked. Wait, honestly, keep up.
No, there's no way we've done 14 Q&Gays.
What?
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. 140 episodes.
Oh my god.
Are you serious?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, are you? Can you believe?
We've done 140?
Yeah. I like how every single time it's genuine shock. Like sometimes it's a bit, sometimes it's a joke. Can you believe? Like, and most of the time it's you literally having no idea what this podcast is.
I'm like, what have I been doing for the last 2 or 3 years? Wow. Oh, almost 3 years then.
Yeah.
Probably 3 years because like we missed some weeks earlier on back in the old days.
Yeah.
And during the panorama we missed.
Yeah.
So fuck. That's actually crazy.
It is crazy.
It's really weird because even when I'm recommending the podcast to people, like you're trying to plug it on TikTok and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's one part of me that thinks it's a benefit to say to people like almost 150 episodes.
And then it's like, of what?
And then I'm like, does anyone want to go listen to 150?
It's getting to the point
anything?
That it's a little scary.
It's like, I need to stop saying because I feel
just
like it's
just say some episodes up now. That's a good, just downplay.
Just some.
We need to start backtracking.
There's a few. I am
first full. Few episodes up now.
Not a lot of catching up to do. Yeah. You know what? If people can watch like 18 seasons of a show that just gets released on Netflix.
Yeah.
Then they can listen to 100. And we have had a lot of listeners, I will say, that comment, DM us, whatever it is, over on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast to say, I just started listening.
Yeah.
And I'm already on episode 40. Or I just started listening 2 weeks ago. And it's embarrassing to say that I literally am on episode 72.
I think podcasts just as a media form are a lot easier to take in driving, walking, gymming. Like,
well, I know a lot of people listen to it. Like there was this one person that messaged that they do like construction labor work and they just listen to it all day while they work.
Really be footing some like therapy bills at this point. That should be our next giveaway.
Like, you imagine listening to us for 8 hours?
Oh my
straight?
God. Could you imagine like the aux cord getting pulled and like everybody like that blasting through the speakers? On a construction site, it's like, and my bussy was trembling.
Anal sex, but only in the fall.
Don't eat my ass in the summer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, obviously, we have come a long way. This, you know, every Q&A, we just have to say an extra big thank you to all of you that listen. All of our gamers out there, we appreciate you. We love you. Seriously, it is so amazing to me that people listen and that people enjoy it. And it really, like, as much as Sean and I joke around on the podcast, when we read your messages, that you get something out of it, whether it is you relate to us or it makes you feel more comfortable as a queer person, whatever it may be, or we're just bringing laughter to your day, it means so much to us.
Yeah.
Like, it's why we love doing it.
I read a DM the other day that, like, was exactly that.
Yeah.
It just made me so happy. And it was basically, I felt that it just really chalked up to us having like nonsensical content as well.
Yes.
It was after one of our more insane episodes. Mm-hmm. And they were basically saying that they had a coming out that didn't go so well recently.
Right.
And they, you know, were like not feeling so great. And that they just listened to one of our episodes and aww, it gave them a laugh. And they said, queer joy is so important. And I was like,
oh,
that is
wow,
such a great sentence.
That is.
And I'm glad that we are giving that to other people because there's no joy between you and I.
I was wondering how you were going to wrap this back. Yeah, okay.
I'm glad some people are getting joy out of this.
No, seriously, that stuff like melts my fucking heart.
What a sentence too. Like, queer joy is so important.
Is
so
important. Yeah. So I love that. Thank you to anyone who DMs us over on Instagram. We read them all. We appreciate you. Thank you to everyone who shares this podcast on social media or with your friends. Thank you to everyone who has reviewed this podcast. We so appreciate it. 5 stars only. Otherwise, we do not appreciate it.
Yeah.
But back to the positive stuff. We also want to say thank you to our patrons who support this podcast. And if you want to become a patron, you can go to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link in the bio. There's merch there. Fun little gift for your friend or partner who might listen to this podcast. And also our Patreon link. Thank you to all of our patrons and a huge shout out to Aiden, Emily, Olivia, Liz, Kate, and Serena. Thank you for supporting I Can Explain. And also, we have such a cute little community going on there with like the Discord and bonus episodes. So make sure to check that out. Oh, Sean's pointing at me aggressively because I put my phone down.
Brie was about to sign off.
I was about to sign off. I was like,
you have all the questions.
And then I remembered that this is an episode that I have to continue to speak.
Yes.
Okay. So here we go. This is a Q&A, so as always, we get all of our questions from Instagram. In the story, we put just a little question box. We do the same thing for advice episodes, ask you to DM us.
There is no advice in this episode.
Oh, yeah. Do you like my thing?
Yeah.
I really put my foot down.
You really did.
So, usually, I ask for questions.
Yeah.
And I get it, because I'm a Sagittarius, all right?
Okay.
So, I like to talk about myself, which is why we're on episode 140. I think we're both, to a certain extent, egotistical narcissists. Yes. Mm-hmm. And
that's
so,
my star sign.
Egotistical narcissist. <Yeah.
laughs> Well, Aries, so like they're basically the same thing.
So I get it, right? Yeah. But because for a certain amount of time, we had the issue where the advice was getting confused with the questions that were just silly and about us in the podcast, we created a new segment. Well, you asked.
Oh, wow.
So
surprised you knew the name for
it. I can see your lips starting to move to tell me the thing. That might be the first time I actually remember what it's called.
I think so, yeah.
So I was just trying to explain guide. Okay, so on the story I said ask us anything, and then in brackets I said just not advice, save that for advice episodes. And my sister messaged me, or no, not my sister, my friend messaged me and was like really pointed there, like really letting people know, like laying down the law. I'm like, oh, I didn't mean it to come off that way.
I read it as pointed too,
but I also meant it to come off that way because absolutely no advice will be given today.
Absolutely not. No advice is given in the advice episodes either.
That's
so
true. Yeah, we're actually saving you. No bad advice will be given today.
Yeah.
Okay. Sour beers or IPAs?
Sours.
See, I used to really like a sour. I still like a sour, but I think in my old age, if you will, I'll give you that, it makes my stomach a little upset. It's too acidic.
Yeah, I could literally also hear you about to shit your pants like 3 minutes ago, and you looked at me and said, I had broccoli. So I am not shocked.
Broccoli is hard to digest.
I know, it's part of that. There's like a type of a food family.
Isn't it good for you, though? Why is it hard?
No, because I believe, I could be wrong, somebody can let me know. I believe it's in like a similar vein to like kale and Brussels sprouts and those kinds of things, and they are in an umbrella of types of foods, and that type of food is hard for some people to digest. My sister and my mom can't have things like that very easily. And I'm a slut for kale.
I'm just trying to be healthy over here, and it's like just bending me over.
Well, there are 1,000 other things you could eat than broccoli. So
I don't know, but I really like broccoli. Well, I love broccoli. I buy the bags of broccoli, like the huge, like family size bags, and I could eat broccoli every day. I could only eat broccoli probably for a week, and I'd be happy. I love broccoli that much.
I only like cooked broccoli.
Yeah, I steam it or whatever. Okay. And then I just put some chili flakes on top and fucking throw that back.
There's so good. One of my close friends, his favorite meal in the world, I don't know if I've said this before, his favorite meal in the world is like, we always do like, oh, if you were going to have a meal on death row, what would it be? His, I am not kidding you, is steamed broccoli, and he steams it in the microwave on a plate under every single time, under a piece of saran wrap, and that is his favorite food in the world.
I'm honestly there with him. Like, that's really good.
Nope, gotta go.
It's delicious. So there you have it. Yeah. What our favorite beer is. No, I do like certain sours. I like more tarts, like a little tarty, a little fruity.
I like a Saison. I like something. Love a Saison. I just like, if I'm going to have a beer, I'll just have like a fucking canned beer. Like, I feel like if I'm out at a brewery, I just don't want like an IPA because they all kind of, I'm like, yeah,
okay, this is an IPA. Okay, one of my favorite beers though is the Steamworks Flagship IPA. It's so good. So highly recommend if you're an IPA drinker.
Okay.
Okay, well, now I'm just curious because you brought it up. What's your death row meal?
I think mine would be like ramen.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, a little spice. I love ramen. Going out.
Yeah.
Going out spicy.
Yeah.
Okay. I probably pick something that like I wasn't worried about shitting my pants later because so it's like I'm going to be toast. Yeah, like broccoli with a side of like raw oysters because I love raw oysters.
Disgusting.
Maybe a seafood buffet. Scallops. Yeah,
a little Seaspiracy part two of the remix.
Okay. That one's a little too dark for me today. I'm going to skip over some of these dark ones.
Some of these dark ones, the multiple dark ones that we have.
I mean, sometimes just having a podcast about being queer and the queer experience brings on dark things.
Totally. You know? We will touch on in our next episode, Emotions.
We tried that last week. And as you saw, we skirted that real.
But that was my intention.
Oh my God. Speaking of skirting, you know, we need to... I know. Okay. But you know, like when like you...
Skirt, skirt.
Yeah, skirt, skirt. But you know how you go, skirt!
Yeah.
Okay, Julia, my girlfriend, thought she made that up.
Oh, no.
She went, skirt! And I was like, she's like, do you know what that is? Like, I laughed, she didn't know what that is. I'm like a car, like, skirting. Like, she did, made the little, what's it called? Driving wheel?
Yeah.
Steering wheel? Steering wheel, thank you. Action with it, right? She went, skirt!
Well, she thinks... Like the crepe situation. Like yeah, this all, every single crepes. Thing really plays to the same image of Julia. She is not the sharpest tool in the shed.
So literally she was like, yeah, like skirt. And she's like, how did you guess that? I'm like, what do you mean? That's like the universal you're sound. Like,
have
for
you
like,
ever heard a rap song?
For like skirt. Like you're just like, you're trying to get around something like quick, yeah. Like, ooh, dodged that. And she's like, oh my God, I thought I made that up. She thought she made up skirt.
She's really something.
So yeah, she's a gem. Okay. Okay, this is a nice question. I'm a high school teacher. What are ways you wish you were supported from teachers?
I feel like for the most part I was supported from teachers.
Right.
It's really the classic trope of an art school. Like an art teacher was my bestie.
Right.
But my sister is a teacher and my cousin is a teacher and my cousin's partner is a teacher and my other cousin is a teacher and his partner is also a teacher.
What?
And then my boyfriend's brother is a teacher and his partner is a teacher.
Oh my
and
God. Teachers find you.
And then
you.
His brother's partner is a teacher, but his brother isn't a teacher.
Shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm not kidding. So
and so
my sister started like a gay straight alliance.
Oh my God, I love that
in her school.
Are you serious? That is serious. So cool.
And they made bracelets and they sold bracelets and they gave all of the proceeds to the Trevor Project.
What? That is so amazing.
And like the kids are so awesome. They have little shirts. They were
I love that.
So I just think things like that, because I think it's a hard thing, especially in elementary and high school. There are a lot of people that aren't out and a lot of people that don't even know that they're going to come out. It's like such a hard age of just a lot of people that don't know and a lot of people that aren't comfortable coming out. Mm-hmm. So I think just being like visibly accepting, like my sister also has like the progress pride flag up in her classroom, like things
that's
like that.
Cool. Yeah, I love that.
And having like, it's not a gay straight alliance. She had a different name for it.
Yeah.
Anyways. I don't know what the new term for it is.
Yeah.
Having things like that, I think are a great way to like almost passively let people know that there's acceptance if they choose to come out or if they need somebody to talk to. Mm-hmm. Like just having things like little visual cues and conversations that are happening in a positive sense.
Yeah.
I think that is a great, great way to do that.
Absolutely. Like honestly, how far it would have gone for me. And I know like this is probably way more common now, but like In my high school, I never saw this once.
Yeah.
The idea of, like, a teacher having even, like, a sticker up, like, in their classroom that was, like, the flag, just anywhere, like, on their desk or, like, on the corner of the... Do people still have, like, boards at the front? Whiteboards?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Okay, like, things like that would literally have just been, like, so validating for me. I would have just felt so safe.
Yeah.
I think for me, too, is, like, the teachers that I think back to that really made, like, such an impact on me, and I know teachers have so much to take on, so, like, I understand that it's very hard to, like, carve out time and energy and emotional energy to do all these other things that are not compensated for and everything. And you're literally, like, changing students' lives. And it's, like, yeah, it's an all-encompassing job that, like, doesn't get enough credit. And, like, teachers are fucking amazing. But I think, like, some of the teachers that were, like, so amazing for me were teachers who were not just looking at, like, this is what you're supposed to do, do it, get it done, in the sense of, like, I had a lot of, like, mental health struggles in high school, and a lot of that was attributed to, once, like, not knowing who I was, the stress of coming out, everything like that. Like, I shut off a lot. I had, like, major anxiety and, like, panic attacks, and because I was so consumed about that, like, I was very forgetful. I still am in a lot of ways, majorly due to my anxiety, because my head's just always spinning.
Love that one.
Yeah, but I would, like, genuinely, like, forget, like, homework or, like, forget certain things. And then I would get so anxious that my teacher was going to get mad at me for it that I would literally, like, cry before class, like, panic. Like, it was going to be the end of the world that I forgot, like, a paper or, like, whatever. And, like, I know that your job is to teach students and have, like, structure, and you have to, like, move forward. You can't give everyone a pass all the time. But, like, for me, like, I think the effort was there, and, like, teachers, there was a couple teachers in particular that I just remember, like, really, like, empathizing with the fact that, like, it wasn't going to be the end of the world if they gave me, like, an extra day.
Yeah.
And that made such a difference to me. And I could tell that that was, like, that those people were safe. Like, I remember in particular, there was this one time that I forgot about it, forgot about a test, and I had a full-fledged panic attack by my locker, which is why probably I still, like, a lot of people have high school fucking nightmares of forgetting tests, where you're sitting outside of class waiting for your class, and they're like, oh, did you study for the test? And you're like, what? And I think also because I was a perfectionist, I was like, not, some kids, I think, could be like, oh, whatever, I don't care if I fail or pass. Like, I would have full-fledged panic attacks because I wanted to do well.
Yeah.
And I remember just, like, running down the hall away from the class because I was like, oh, my God, I've got to get out of here. I hope my teacher didn't see me, because if I get out of here fast enough, then I can, like, somehow say I was sick or, like, something and get out of this.
Yeah.
I also never fucking missed a class, like, skipped a class in high school. Like, so I had perfect record. Like, this was, like, wild. I was, like, running in the hall. And my teacher happened to be coming up the stairs towards me and, like, saw me and literally just, like, pulled me aside and was like, where are you going? Like, are you okay? And I was like, no, like, freaking out. And they were like, oh, my God, it's all good. Go to the cafeteria. Just keep walking. I'm going to pretend I didn't see you. And we're going to redo the test next week. You're good. And, like, just that was, like, such, like, an olive branch for me.
Yeah.
Like, they could clearly tell that I was, like, the world was crashing around me. Which I think as adults, whether you're a teacher or not, like, looking back, you see that those things are not the end of the world. Like, one high school test or, like, paper or, like, something like that.
But when that is your world.
But when that's your world, it feels like there's so much pressure. And you're told, like, oh, your entire life is going to result based on the grades you get in high school. And, like, kids learn differently. So, I mean, like, teachers know this. They know this better than me. Yeah. But I just, like, to answer your question,
let
I think,
everyone skip.
No.
Yeah. Let I the think, gay kids off with everything.
I think that the
don't mark their tests. Don't give gay kids tests.
That's a good one. No, I think the teachers that just stood out to me were ones that, like, saw me as a person other than, like were willing to empathize with me being, having a human experience, opposed to just being a number. And again, I understand that for teachers, that's very hard. They have hundreds of students and everything like that. But it's a special person that can be a teacher.
Let me tell you, I listed off the people that I knew that were teachers. One I kept out of that list, me. I don't have it in me to be a teacher.
No. Absolutely not. It's a lot. And I also, not that money's everything, but teachers should be.
I'm also way stupid more money. And have nothing to teach, so there's that one.
Imagine us trying to teach.
We're like, math.
The opposite of inspirational. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, this is so funny. Someone said, how to tell when it's time to end a relationship, even when you don't want to. And then they reposted it in caps, wrote, I didn't read properly. I'm sorry. Disregard.
Oh, that's advice not happening. Advice. I mean, we kind of just gave teacher advice, so.
No, we can totally answer this. How to tell when it's time to end a relationship, even when you don't want to. I mean, I think.
If you're writing into this podcast, you know.
We need, like, a soundbite that we just play.
Yeah.
Every time there's some sort of advice that, like, if you're asking this question, you already know the answer. And I think that's it.
Also, we've said this before specifically about this question. Mm-hmm. Very similar wording. It's the same thing if you're typing up, I like my partner? How do I get out of a relationship? If this is your Google search tab, it's time.
It's time.
Yeah.
Just end it.
Yeah.
Yep. Single for the summer, baby.
We just like Disney storylined this person. The answer was always inside of you. That's how all Disney.
It's literally true, though.
Yeah.
Why do you, like, people pay therapists so much money to go and find out what they already know?
Yeah.
And that's why it's important to go to therapy, because you need that a lot of the time.
Absolutely.
Like, you just need an outlet to talk. But, like, I have never had a therapy session where my therapist, if I'm being honest, has ever said to me, like, this is what you need to do. Because therapists don't do that. They're not like, oh, you need to break up with this person. Oh, you need to take this job or quit this job.
I've never had that. I have had some therapy sessions that something was unlocked, though. And I'm like, oh fuck
absolutely. And That's true. But, like, meaning, like, when they don't tell you what decision to make.
They're not, they
lead
don't
you.
Give advice.
You can teach a horse. Wait, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Yeah.
Therapists are leading us to the water that we have to decide to drink.
You can ride a horse to the water, but mm-hmm. it can't drive the boat, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they say. And I think that's really beautiful.
I think that's beautiful, too.
I think it
brought
is.
A tear to my
You can ask a horse to water ski, but the skis won't fit.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important to keep in mind.
Oh my god, you can buy a horse furry suit,
but it's already an animal, and you know, these are just really important life lessons.
Okay, I'm sorry to everyone listening. Break up with your partner.
Yeah.
Anyways,
buy a horse
and break up with your partner. Yeah. Ride off into the sunset.
Yeah. Save a horse from your partner.
I need it to end. Someone said, "Why is Bree so ancient?" So that's
only
sweet.
Whatever vampire curse has kept her alive this long can answer that question.
Okay, but vampires honestly are the ultimate combat to ageism, because vampires are hot and they're like 300 years old.
Yeah, but they don't look 300. It's not ageism.
Because they don't.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So actually vampires
are the main attributor to ageism.
So we need to cancel vampires.
They're canceled.
Okay. Vampires are canceled.
Next question.
Glad we answered that.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, very important.
Would you do an episode with your significant others?
No.
You wouldn't?
Well, maybe.
You know what the thing is? I 1,000% would.
Yeah.
I just don't know if Julia, like, if I could drag her into this closet.
It's nothing about my boyfriend. I love him dearly.
Yeah.
It's more like, it's so chaotic in here and so small. And, like, it's our thing that I almost don't want to drag them through.
Right. See, for me, it's more like, I think that we underestimate as podcast co-hosts how open we are. Like, I think that we are so used to chatting with each other. This is a comfortable space. The two of us, we're comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
We're comfortable with our listeners. We know our listeners are supportive and wonderful. And like, obviously there's a learning curve to it. I'm sure if we went back to our first few episodes, we would sound stressed as fuck in comparison.
Yep.
And it's just like, I think that once you're so used to it, like for us, it's just like normal now. Not saying we're good at it.
No, normally
but we're
bad.
Not yeah. stressed yeah. about being so bad is yeah. what I'm getting at. Whereas like, I feel like I underestimate like a lot of people, you put a mic in front of them and it's like, Julia has such a personality, but I don't know if she'd want to like we'd ask a question and she might be like, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, well now this is awkward.
We're like, show us your butthole. She's like, I don't want to talk about that. We're like, wow, boring. no more guests again.
Yes, they didn't show us a single butthole. And that is not worth it. For the patrons, just show us your butthole. Like, seriously. It's not that hard. We've already shown ours to the patrons.
Exactly.
No promises if that photo is still up there, but yeah. you can become a patron at patreon.com/iKingsley. Okay. Yeah. So I think I would. I think I would, but I think it would have to be something like not talking about our relationships. Maybe like they could talk about us and like how we are in relationships, but I wouldn't feel comfortable like Julia sitting next to me and me like maybe potentially putting things out about her that she's not like wanting me to talk about.
It also, I feel like with two people gets like very like marriage counsel-y. I think, yeah. you know, like, I feel like it's like,
All of a sudden we're talking about like our fucking marital problems.
Yeah.
Could we do it? Cause I have seen people request this. Could we do it where, we do like a Q&A episode, but it's more like the light stuff.
Probably.
Like where like we do like on the 150th special version, something like yeah. that. We do it and we have them and we like answer speed round kind of questions. Like
sandwiches. I'm sure there's ways we
could
do
make it. it. And everyone listening is like, and that sounds boring as fuck. Because yeah. if they're coming here, they better show us their assholes.
True. Gotta
we'll get talk the to people them. What they want. We'll talk yeah. to them. Okay.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Are there any topics you are hesitant to talk about with each other?
No.
No.
I think the only things, and we've said this before, mm-hmm. the only things that we ever want to stray away from are something that we can't personally have a valid opinion on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never going to say, this is being a queer person of color, or this is, like, a struggle with racism.
Yeah.
Like, things that I don't have a valid opinion on. Things like that are quite literally, I think, the only topics that there are people that have valuable, articulate, great opinions and stories on some topics that I don't and 100%. Will never and should never.
100%.
So besides that, stupid topics, I don't think there's anything that we wouldn't talk about.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of topics that we even get, like, requests for, and, like, my answer to a lot of those people, like, when I get DMs or whatever, is, like, here's a podcast with hosts that, like, have experience and you might be able to relate to about those topics and talk about those topics, because it's like, we just can't talk about them. We don't know anything.
Yeah, exactly. So
there you go. But otherwise, like, personal topics and personal experiences, no. I think that there's certain things that I wouldn't talk about on the podcast, but it would be honestly hard for me to find that line. Like, that line's far.
Yeah.
At this point. Like, it's like, it's quite
We've cast a wide net.
Like, it's very far. But I mean, I'm like, there's some things. I mean, I'm not going to dive into, like, for example, since relationships were just brought up, like, I'm not going to sit here and, like, be like, hey, Julia and I got in an argument yesterday, and here is the specifics of that argument. Like, I would say, oh, we're arguing right now because couples argue, but I wouldn't be like, and this is what she said to me, and this is what I said. Like, there's a certain privacy thing. I think anything that, like, relates to other people, I like to more focus it on my experience opposed to, like, talking too in depth about
Absolutely. I would say that kind of ties into my point as well. Anything that expands past our experiences or our opinions, that's usually where they draw the line. But you could literally come up to me like, I want to talk entirely about your dead cat from your childhood, and I'd be like, okay. I would actually be impressed that you had thought of a topic for once, so I probably would say yes.
You'd be like, okay, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, snowball.
She rubbed some brain cells together for this one. Yeah. Let's give it a snowball your dead cat?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Oh my god. I thought you meant like snowball, like go off. No,
snowball my dead cat.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, queer icon.
All right, well, looking forward to a future snowball episode. God. Okay. What's your favorite color stripe of the pride flag? I hate all of them. I don't like color.
I don't think it's what's your favorite color. I would assume it has to do with
because the meaning? Oh, I don't know the meanings of the colors. I don't. You think I could rattle them off?
We did an episode about them, but that was a while ago.
We did?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we probably had it up on Google where we just listed it off. Let's be real. Yeah. We didn't memorize the colors.
I will say in the progress flag, I do think they have...
Like, I love the progress flag.
I love the color of the trans... flag, I think, is like lovely. Those color, like that pink, is probably my favorite color on all of that.
Right.
The black color, like, I just love the black. So if we're talking specific colors, probably the pink.
Right. Okay. I like that for you.
Because the original, the lacking pride flag, I'm not like a red, I'm not an orange, I'm not a yellow, I'm not a green, I'm not a blue, I'm not a purple. And they weren't like good versions of those colors either.
Too strong.
Too strong, yeah.
Okay.
I like a more muted color, or a vibrant color that's rich. And I have to, my boyfriend is colorblind, so I constantly have to explain to him, like, so oh, that's a bad yellow, it's not rich. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my god, the richness of colors with Sean.
Like, it needs to have depth if it's vibrant. That's like what I like.
I also don't know what that means, but go off.
Okay.
What's your love language and your partner's love language?
Okay, my love language is acts of service.
Okay.
And my partner's, I believe, is quality time.
Okay.
It's not gift giving. It's not touch. I think it's quality time. Okay. We did talk about this not so long ago, but I forget.
just toss that right out of my mind. Mine is words of affirmation.
Okay.
I love when...
Oh, that might...
I love when someone tells me that I'm doing a good job. Yeah. I love when, like, one of the sexiest things to me is when you're, like, out for dinner with your partner and, like, other people.
And they say, I'll pay.
And they...
No. Just me?
No. When they're like, oh my gosh, you guys should ask Brie about what she's doing. She did so good at this.
Oh, yeah.
Like when people, like when your partner like hypes you up or like says you do good or like proclaim it. Or if you say like, oh, I just started this like new venture or job or something. And your partner's like, oh my God, she's being modest. Like she beat out like 18 people in the interview.
Yeah.
That specifically hasn't happened to me. That's a fantasy in my mind.
Yeah. I know you wouldn't beat out 18 people in an interview.
But like, I love that. Or even like personal check-ins, like, oh my gosh, like you did so good today. Or you look so sexy today. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
Julia's, I actually just asked her the other week.
And she said all of them.
She said all of them.
Which I said that is girl boss energy.
And I was like, I know people potentially like all of them, but like, if you had to choose, what's your favorite? She goes, all of them. She was like, just, and then her exact words to me were, just do them all.
Listen, she knows what she wants, and so, she's gonna get it. Gotta respect the
in
hustle.
In my opinion, if I was going to give her one, because I think she just doesn't care. Yeah. Like when I was asking her that question, she was like, "I literally don't care." Based on my perception of what gets the most like happiness from her and what she seems to not care about,
yeah,
I think quality time is huge for her.
Yes,
which is tough in our relationship because I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
And she,
or
if it
quality.
Was,
or,
if it was up to her, we would be like hanging out all day, every day. And then also physical touch. Like,
yeah,
she loves
a
cuddle.
Touchy.
And we're very like cuddly and she loves it. So that's the vibe there. Okay. I'm trying to answer new ones because there's a lot of obviously repeats. Like, you can go listen to the other Q&A's for, like, how we met.
Yeah.
First impressions of each other. Those things.
Not good.
It was terrible. Okay. How has your friendship changed, evolved, since starting the podcast?
Oh.
I think we just, like, know so much more about each other.
Yeah. I feel like we were good friends when we started, but now we're best friends.
Totally.
And now I know too much about you.
Yeah. Like, I remember the first time we recorded, you came over to our place, right? Yeah. And this is before we figured out the audio, aka the audio setup, is just being surrounded by Sean's clothes in a closet. When we used to record, I remember when you were first coming over and being like, obviously you were like a good friend of mine, but I was like, oh my God, like, how's this going to go? Like, what are we going to talk about? Like, I don't know. I remember being very like, because you also before then hadn't really created content online. So I was like, I don't know what Sean's comfortable talking about. Can I pry at him for questions?
Because pry you did.
Yeah. Because I was like, you know, like in person talking to someone just as a friend at a bar, or like hanging out is very different than potentially with a mic. Like, I didn't know what the zone was. I didn't know. Like, I remember just like kind of feeling like, okay, I'll just learn as I go, because I also feel like as much as you were a good friend, I didn't like know how to properly ask those questions. Yeah. Like, I wasn't at that comfort level yet to be like, hey, do you want to talk about your butthole today?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, oh, we're not?
We're not.
I just assumed.
Thought that was every episode. I think just like the comfortability.
Yeah.
And the also just, I think it's a very unique thing for a friendship in that, and we've talked about this before, I would say it would be hard to find two friends that have had the conversations we have had, because the way that most human relationships go is you do have deeper friends and you have more surface level friends. Both are great for different reasons.
Yeah.
But like hardly anyone, I would say, spends 140 hours sitting and talking about deep stuff. Sometimes it's light, but it's also like we've talked about, you know, therapy and mental health and family and coming out and different love found and different love lost. Like, I mean, in the time we've recorded, you've gone through breakups, you've met new partners. Like, there's all
the
these
shade.
Things that
you've gone through countless partners. I've lost track and it's been really trying to keep track of their names. And then you've had more breakups.
No, but like, I just think like the way that we're speaking about it when certain life things happen or things are going on in the world, it's so focused because we know, okay, we're going to sit here for 45 minutes and we're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
Whereas like with friends, even if you're open enough to talk about certain things in life, it might be more passing or like still more surface level.
Yeah. And I feel like you never, with most of my friends, you never stick to an individual topic for long enough to like get, not like there are any important facts that come out of these conversations most of the time.
But in order to dig like deeper to like a more philosophical level.
Oh yeah,
very philosophical.
Yes.
Like bringing a horse to water skis,
as
you said.
So
earlier.
I would say our relationship has definitely gotten incredibly philosophical.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
This is like our last ones. You better fucking pick a winner.
Oh my God, there's so many. Okay, bonus episode will be up on Patreon next week. with like fucking 800 more questions. We might have to do two bonus episodes, honestly.
No pressure.
Oh my God.
Pick something light.
I'm trying, but they're all okay. Most gay musical instrument.
Oh. Okay, I have something really embarrassing to admit.
Okay.
Not as bad as the New Zealand faux pas.
Okay.
But the other day, I was sitting, my roommate was sitting at the kitchen table and I was like cutting something in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And she was listening to some song and then she was like, oh yeah, it's like the tuba or something.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like this. And she was imitating it. And I turned to her and I was like, I don't even know what that is. And she thought it wasn't a tuba. It was like, what are the other ones? There's like a clarinet. There's
like the other horns?
Yeah.
Like
a trumpet, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know. She was like, oh, it's like a trumpet. And I was like, I don't know what that is. Like, I know what these are, okay, but I don't know which one's which or what noise it makes.
Like, if I were to show you a pictures of them, you couldn't put the names to the photos?
No.
What?
Like, I don't know what, what the fuck is a trombone? I know,
it's like the big one with the big opening at the bottom. It goes like down.
I thought that was a tuba.
No, I'm pretty sure a God.
No, know. I know what a flute is. Okay, I know what a piano is. I know a guitar.
Trombone. Trombone. Yeah. Okay. Okay. The trombone is the one that you go ring,
ring, ring. I thought that was a trumpet.
That is also, I think, a trumpet. I think it's probably like how there's like...
Look who doesn't know the brass instruments as well.
Yeah, trumpet's a smaller version. Oh. And a tuba, as I was saying, is like a... This, look. See, it like goes down your body. See?
Oh.
Like it's like a big...
Okay. Big I don't think any of those are gay. I think the gayest instrument is... xylophone, but specifically like the really small ones from elementary high school.
Okay.
Because you know when you would do xylophones, do you do xylophones?
Yeah.
This is going to bring back a full... Yep, that. Yeah. And there was, like, all the different sizes.
Oh,
and you always
yes.
chose yours. Yes. And then you would sit in rows.
Yes.
If other people didn't do xylophones as, like, a musical chapter, this is not going to mean anything to you.
Yeah.
And so, like, the first row was, like, the tiny ones. And they were metal.
Okay.
And the
people
that were playing those were the popular girls, and now that I look at it, the closeted kids.
Yeah, those were the ones that
And I was playing them because I was a popular girl.
Right, obviously.
So, yeah. I'm not gay. so popular. That's personally what I assume is the... Well, that's my choice for gay.
I mean, I feel like for women, I feel like the bass is very gay.
Oh, you went different, yeah.
You know? But I feel like for gay men, I played what I would say is a stereotypical gay male instrument, if I were to guess who should be playing it.
Okay.
And I say stereotypical strongly.
Right.
Like, I'm thinking, honestly, I feel like every twink should have played this at some point. No.
Oh.
So, you've heard of a violin, right?
Yeah, tiny violin.
Have you heard of a viola?
Yeah, it is a tiny
violin. Tiny violin. Yeah. That's what I played.
Okay.
And I literally, the only reason is because now, thinking back, a gay came into my classroom.
Yeah.
In, like, grade two. Okay. He did this whole viola extravaganza, and he was, like, a college-age student, and he came in, and what they were trying to do, because all the kids wanted to do, like, drums.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, whatever, like, guitar and all this shit. So they're really trying to push the strings, okay?
Right.
So he was there on a mission of string appreciation, and boy, did he sell it. He came in, and he had a fucking viola going, and he was jumping from the desks, like desk to desk, doing a viola thing. Okay. And I remember in grade two, looking up at this man doing this and thinking this was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Like the showmanship.
Wow.
So I was fucking sold. Okay. I was hook, line, and sinker.
So,
and I think only a gay man could have convinced me that strongly to get that viola. So I went home immediately and said to my mom, I got to get on this viola train. Like, this is the coolest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I took a year of viola lessons. I was awful. And my mom forced me to stop. She was like, you are terrible.
You got to crush dreams where you can.
Yeah. And she was like, you're not getting better. She's like, even if you're getting better, but she's told me in later years, she's like, there was no increase of ability over a year. And I practiced all the time.
You
weren't
a twink. That's what got you.
It was my thick hands that couldn't control.
meaty paws.
That couldn't take on the daintiness of the viola.
Yeah. So yours is, that's your choice?
That's my choice.
I will say I'm tied between a flute. I feel like a flute is classically gay.
Right.
I think some honorable mentions would definitely be the triangle.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just the very, like, go ahead, girl, give us nothing. Like, just add a little ba-ching to everything. I think that's
right.
Very...
Yes, yeah.
And then I think another one, which might be controversial because of the clear Western ties to it.
Yeah.
But I think the cowbell is pretty gay.
I think the cowbell is specifically queer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The cowbell's bi, for sure.
I'm thinking the triangle's bi. The cowbell's queer.
Okay.
Like, non-conforming.
Yeah.
Like, you just showed up with the cowbell. Yeah. You don't give a fuck. And I think that the gays are on the violas, and the lesbians are on the bass.
Well, the butch lesbians are on the bass, and then the femmes are on the tiny xylophones.
Yes. And it's the worst orchestra of all time.
And everybody has no musical talent.
All right. On that note, thank you so much for 140 episodes of whatever the fuck this shit is.
Yeah.
And wherever you're listening, we really appreciate it if you subscribe, follow us, rate us 5 stars only. And also, we would really, really appreciate it if you follow us over on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link in the bio, buy some merch, become a patron, join us on the Discord. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood.
With a triangle.